outside.
Gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like mine.
That's Michael Bublé and Idina Menzel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. Baby, it's cold outside, and I'm so proud of you, Malcolm, for coming in. Malcolm Ballinger is here with us. He is
just
our
like
expert.
The U.S. mail, I brave the snow, yes. The rain, the sleet.
I love you for
cold.
That. Well, even the mail's not out today just because it's a national holiday. So, I mean, you are like way up there in my book for thank you. So.
Well, you're welcome. It put me in mind in England, we always say on days like this, you'd say it's brass monkey weather.
Oh, brass monkey. I don't understand.
Which was,
what does that mean?
It's cold enough to freeze the ears off a brass monkey.
Oh, okay.
Or, actually, there's a less family
I was going to say, that's
version.
Where I went initially, but I'm like, okay, I need to keep that opinion to myself.
So you would say it's brass monkey weather out
okay.
there.
Okay, well, I'm there, yes,
and
sir.
And it certainly is.
It is. It is cold. Mm. And we were just talking because I was thinking it is cold, but it's not the same as, what were you saying, 50, what was it?
Well, I lived in Nebraska for 7 years.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
One winter, we had... it never got above minus 50 wind chill factor, I think, for like 48 hours.
What?
Literally, when you walk
minus
outside.
Minus 50?
Yeah, minus 50 wind chill. The actual temperature was like minus 10 or 15 or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was a howling wind coming from the north, and it froze the skin on your face. I mean, it's hard to believe.
I can believe it.
That cold.
It's, that would be like freeze dry. I mean, just like immediately.
So I kind of have to tell you that this is kind of
wimpy.
Minor league.
I know. For our snowboarders, they're like, are they kidding right now?
Is she,
they're listening and going, is she kidding right now with this?
But I will
say. This is our environment. We're used to having this gorgeous, beautiful weather.
I've lived in Florida for 22 years, 23 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very much a Floridian. I'm feeling the cold.
Well, there's a theory that your blood does thin out.
I think there's a lot to that.
I think there's something to that. Because I can remember living in New York City and not, the cold was really not that bad. I mean, and tramping through the snow and the ice to catch a cab or get on the subway. And
when I lived in Nebraska, if it got above about 35, we went to play golf.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
there are people here that are looking at us at 40. When I was at the chamber, you know, at the visitor center, these people come in, the snowbirds, and it'd be 40. We're all got scarves, hats, and they're like in their flip-flops and shorts.
Yeah.
They're happy.
I'd wake up the kids and say, hey, it's 35. Let's go play golf.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And sunny.
Beautiful
Woo-hoo,
day
yeah.
out there. Yeah.
Forget that, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, those were the days.
We're spoiled, I think. We've been spoiled for a while. Do you recall, do you know when the last snowfall was?
Well, actually, as you were talking,
I was thinking about that.
I was thinking that, I don't know if you remember, when I lived in Gulf Breeze, they closed the 3 mile bridge for 2 days, I think it was.
I remember that.
I think that wasn't snow, it was ice. I think it rained and froze or was frozen rain. I think that's the closest we've come that I can remember.
Okay, because I don't think I've been here for it, for sure. Well, I moved here about the same as you, about 23 years ago. So, yeah, I don't remember it. But it's just funny because I just had to laugh because I was talking earlier about being in Atlanta when they had the big snowstorm there back in the 80s. And the place was paralyzed for like a week. They had nothing. They had no snowplows and nothing. So
I lived in Denver, and one Christmas Eve, it snowed 24 inches in.
Oh, my gosh.
I think 24 hours.
Wow.
Literally, the snow had drifted above the door level. I mean, we could not open the door.
Or if you do, I've had that experience where you open it and it's just like a little white. Like it's like the door's just it's a big snow drift.
Yeah. But we had one of those outgoing screen doors, so which you couldn't open. So we had to go out the back and we kind of burrowed out and was able to burrow to the next door neighbors.
Burrow.
And burrow. And we...
I'm trying to imagine Malcolm burrowing in the snow.
We had sort of Christmas dinner we shared it with neighbors.
Nice.
The next... and I must say it was darn cold and inconvenient, but it also had a... what's the right word? It was...
Festive?
Festive, yeah. I mean, it was kind of neat.
Fun.
Yeah.
For a little while.
For a little while.
Then my favorite thing in New York City, I'll never forget, was when it would snow there, and especially at night, suddenly this whole city got quiet because the snow would blanket everything. And so you wouldn't have the cars and the horns and the, it's because the city has sort of this subtle noise all the time. But during this, when you have a big snow like that, it just would be this beautiful blanket of white. Just get really quiet. So beautiful. And then 2 days later, ugh, slush and ice and ugh, it was awful. But that first night is always beautiful.
I think the worst experience, maybe some listeners that have lived up north maybe can remember this. When it gets to like minus 50 wind chill, the windshield stays kind of frozen. Mm-hmm. You just can't get it.
The windshield, you mean?
Yes, the windshield, okay. Yes. It gets sort of stays like frozen. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very hard to defrost it to start off with because the engine never seems to get warm enough.
Oh, yeah. I had an ice scraper and all that kind of. That's a whole other conversation. Speaking of which, we have to take a little break here already. It's already time to take a break. You're listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. My guest this morning is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Have you got a tidbit or a hint or a thing you can tell us that will help us stay warm, things to look out for? Just text it on in at 850-437-1620. And of course, if you have any questions or whatever, we'll do our best to answer them. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple minutes right here on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
Sticking with the theme here.
Yes.
Say that again.
Speaking.
Try it again.
My lips
Welcome
are frozen.
To my world. Thank you. It's Monday.
First of all, it was Dean Martin, which I think made.
Oh yeah, that was the big hit. I've actually played him before, but Idina Menzel and Michael Bublé. She's got such a gorgeous voice, so couldn't resist.
Talking about cold.
Yes, sir.
Which is sort of dominated the conversation. I went to the Ice Flyers game on Saturday.
Oh,
night.
How was that?
Had a wonderful time. It was Wiener Dog Night, Wiener Racers Night. There were apparently 120 dogs.
Get out of here.
There were so many, they had to do, I think, 3 heats or 4 heats before, and then a final.
So what do? They bring them down on the ice, or there's a contest?
Bring the little dogs at one end. The first heats, they were at one end of the arena and with one of the owners holding the dog, and then I assume one of the other owners or a friend or somebody familiar with the dog at center ice. Mm-hmm. So they say, go, and the dogs run to the other parent or friend. Problem was...
Oh, no, I can see where this is going.
You can imagine there's mass chaos dogs.
My dog would
anywhere.
Never have run across. They would have been playtime.
There were a couple
the
that
dogs.
Were obviously well-trained or wanted badly to see their parent.
Right.
Zoom, right across the ice. And then there was one that they couldn't catch. He just ran around
that
and around.
That would have been
around.
My dog. That would have been my Amore. He would have just run around, greeted everybody. He would have had a grand old time.
But it was a great time. If anybody out there listening was at the Ice Flyers game, mm-hmm. let us know.
You're listening to Pep Talk.
It was a sellout. Go ahead.
850-437-1620.
It was a sellout, and it was a really fun night. And the Ice Flyers.
All right. I want to know what's in that coffee right there. He's got his coffee cup.
A little,
right?
little stiffener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was the other tip that I didn't give earlier. Yes. To keep a little flask with you during the cold weather.
Yeah, little scotch in your tea or coffee. Right, right. Wonderful. The Ice Flyers. pounded the mayhem.
Yes.
I'd left just a few minutes before the end. It was 7-1 at that point. I don't know where it finished up. But obviously there's still one. There was not. I think it was only less than 2 minutes to go when I left the arena.
Now, when are the championships for ice hockey?
Good question. I think they are...
Are they starting to wrap up the season now, or do they still have a month or two to go? Maybe somebody knows, 850-437-1620.
I think it's in March, but...
I don't know if they compete with the Sweet 16 of basketball or how all that works.
But they look really good. For a while there, it was a fight. where a hockey game broke out. Tempers flared on
a fight at the hockey game.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. I'm shocked.
It was actually about five, I think, if I remember, and it was a little. The goalkeepers, even goaltenders, I guess, even went at it. There was a little edge there. They were.
So this is your first ice hockey game.
Well,
I don't know that I've ever been one where there wasn't a fight. I mean, it's kind of part of the deal, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I thought they had decided that they'd keep it, you know, under control, not have too many.
Well,
they
may have decided that, but I'm not sure I've ever witnessed
nobody,
that.
Nobody told the players if that was the case.
There you go. That's part of it. You know, they're all so, you know, excited. But
it was a fun night, and I've said this before. The one thing that I really... I think is great about the hockey game is that lots and lots of families and kids having a good time with their Ice Flyers shirts. And that's great to see. It really is. It's great family time.
Well, the Ice Flyers organization does a great job of having things for the kids and jerseys, and they give away, you know, the jerseys. And I have a friend whose son keeps winning the jerseys. I love it. So, this is great.
And they were throwing T-shirts and...
Good
stuff. So the kids have a good time. Maybe a little less of the fights would be good, but guess that's hockey.
It's just part of it, I think. Yeah. You know, it's almost like saying in football, let's not have any tackling there. You know, it's kind of rough. It's part of the game. That's not going to get changed at any time. All right, who are you rooting for tonight? Notre Dame or the Ohio State?
Well, like you, I don't have a dog in the fight.
Wow, I love it when you speak Southern.
I did go to Notre Dame South Bend Stadium one time to watch a game with Notre Dame and USC.
Oh, I bet that was
one. That was a unique experience because, you know, there's no on those wooden benches, there's no separation.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get a couple of people that kind of have a large rear, you sort of little squeeze for space. Fortunately, I had
that's
a little
cozy.
Little bum that fitted between.
Well, you know why they do that up there, because it's an outdoor stadium, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, if there's ever a place in the world that needs an indoor stadium, it's like the Green Bay Packers. I don't understand why. Buffalo. I watched the games yesterday. I don't know if you saw some of the playoff games.
Yes, I did. Yes.
And they're in the snow. It's a blizzard. They're playing in a blizzard. Yes. I couldn't believe it. And I thought, man, if there was ever a stadium, Buffalo needs to be an indoor stadium. And what cracks me up is all the stadiums in the South are indoors.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
You got the New Orleans and Atlanta. They're all indoors.
I lived in Denver for many years and went to many Bronco games. And I remember one in particular where it was a blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to get a snowblower to clean clean off the, you know, the 10-yard line and things that.
People love
every
that.
Now and again.
They're crazy.
I retreated to the bar, frankly.
Oh, there's a shocker. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we've got to go to a break here. If you have a thought about the weather, the game, anything that we're chatting about, please chime in at 850-437-1620. Text it on into us. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg and Malcolm Ballinger. We'll be back after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our guest this morning is our expert, Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
I am also an expert.
Yes, sir.
On driving.
You probably are, aren't you?
Yes.
Having lived in Nebraska and other such places that get lots of snow.
You know, the thing about driving in snow and ice is that pretty much every action is kind of, I guess, counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you want to slow down, you don't hit the brakes hard.
That's right.
Worst possible thing.
Because everything locks up and then you just slide,
slide forever.
Right.
The best thing to do is just to tap the brake off, kind of tap it and try and slow down so the wheels don't lock up. Just keep tapping. And then secondly, the other counterintuitive thing is if the rear of your car starts to slide, you turn into it. Not
that's what my father told me that because we lived.
You turn into it, and that has the impact of bringing the rear end back online. So you turn into it and then straighten up. But again, I think the most important thing is don't slam your foot on the brakes.
Drive slowly.
Well, yes, of course. Drive slowly.
This is not the time to make a speed record.
But if you have to stop, even even if the road does not look icy or snowy, be very careful because black ice is a reality. I've driven in that many times. You don't see it until your car starts to slide around. And then just tap the brakes.
Pump the brakes, right?
Yes, pump the brakes would be a good.
Well, and we may get a lot of that just because we're probably going to get a good. You know, it's going to be weird here. It's going to be rain, then sleet, then probably snow. So we'll have that coating of ice first, most likely.
And snow on top. It's the worst possible conditions. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you don't have to go out.
Well, I was going to say the real answer is I've having all of my people work from home tomorrow. I think most officers will do the same. So unless you absolutely have to go out, maybe an emergency for medication or something, just stay home and
relax. Enjoy.
Watch a rerun of the football.
And watch the snow. And watch the snowfall.
Watch the snow,
right?
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
There's some great series on TV. Let's get back to some of the binge watching that we did during COVID.
There you go.
Just don't drive.
Don't drive. Be safe.
Yes.
So today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Sad to see that the parades aren't happening, but it is a very special day. Also, we have the inauguration coming up. We'll be broadcasting here on News Radio 92.3, so don't go away. We'll be bringing that in after the news. And the night, the big football game. Championship game. We'll see who the national championship will know by tomorrow.
Go. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to offend anybody.
All right. With that
Let's
note,
just have a good game.
Okay.
Close
Thank
game.
You, Malcolm. Thanks for being here.